This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A long-term contract has been reached for the East and Gulf Coast ports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
On Wednesday night, the International Longshoremen's Association and United States Maritime Alliance announced that they reached a tentative agreement on all items for a new 6-year master labor contract covering ports on the East and Gulf Coasts. The two sides agreed to extend the current contract until the ILA's full wage scale committee can schedule a ratification vote and USMX members can ratify the terms of the new contract. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said this is great news for U.S. red meat exports.
The agreement being finalized with the longshoremen and the ports, you know, on the East Coast and Gulf is extremely good news. With the level of exports on the pork side, 45% of the waterborne exports are going through the East Coast and Gulf, and about 30% of the beef, of which on the beef side, some of the higher value chilled business is going through there. So obviously any snafu in supply chain is a problem, but especially on the East Coast and Gulf as it relates to some of our key pork and beef products. So yeah, very appreciative that the two sides were able to come together on a full contract, and very appreciative of the fact that there will be no disruption and that we can continue to focus on the business. And as we all know, the business has been growing and has a lot of potential growth in the future.
Details of the new tentative agreement will not be released to allow ILA rank and file members and USMX members to review and approve the final document. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out the Markets tab as well for our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.